Тексты для аудирования. Вариант 1. Раздел 1. Задание B1. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Many children in Britain learn to swim at school or during holidays at the seaside. And swimming, as a summer pastime, is enjoyed by millions of people. There are also indoor swimming pools, which make swimming possible all the year round. Swimming championships and competitions are widely reported in the press, over the radio and on television. Attempts to swim the English Channel, which separates Great Britain from the continent, have been made by swimmers of many nationalities every summer. Some of the attempts are successful.
Speaker 2. Soccer, played in almost all countries, remains one of the most popular games in Great Britain. Each team consists of field players and one goalkeeper. Only the goalkeeper is permitted to take the ball into his hands. The game lasts for 90 minutes, with a 15-minute break between two halves of 45 minutes each. Most British towns and cities have a football team. Every year, each team in England plays in the Football Association competition. The two best teams play in the Cup Final at Wembley Stadium in London. It is one of the biggest sporting events of the year. Speaker 3.
Sport is a very important part of life in Great Britain. Thousands of people devote their leisure time to outdoor and indoor games, athletics, cycling, mountain climbing, boxing and other sports. Horse racing, dog racing and motor racing are among the most popular sports in Britain. They gather many spectators. Outdoor games played in Great Britain are team games such as football, cricket and hockey, and games in which individuals or couples test their skill, for example lawn tennis and golf. The number of participants and spectators shows that the most popular of the team games are football and cricket, and the most popular individual game is lawn tennis.
Speaker 4.
Two different games that do not have much in common bear the name of tennis, lawn tennis and table tennis. Both games first appeared in England, but today the British prefer lawn tennis to table tennis. Every summer, in June, the biggest tournament in the world takes place at Wimbledon. These championships, in which men and women of many nationalities compete, gather large crowds. This world centre of lawn tennis is located in a suburb of London. Millions of people watch the Wimbledon Championship on TV. Table tennis originated in England in 1880, but the British players are not lucky in table tennis international championships.
Speaker 5. Although Englishmen played a kind of football in the Middle Ages, or even earlier, as an organised game, it dates back to over a century ago. One type of football, in which the players carried the oval ball in their hands, appeared in 1895 at rugby school. That is why the game took the name rugby, or rugger. The rules of the game are different from football, known as soccer, and there are 15 players instead of 11 in a team. The matches between England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland excite great interest, as do the matches between British teams and teams from European and American countries. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker 1.
Many children in Britain learn to swim at school or during holidays at the seaside. And swimming, as a summer pastime, is enjoyed by millions of people. There are also indoor swimming pools, which make swimming possible all the year round. Swimming championships and competitions are widely reported in the press, over the radio and on television. Attempts to swim the English Channel, which separates Great Britain from the continent, have been made by swimmers of many nationalities every summer. Some of the attempts are successful.
Speaker 2.
Soccer, played in almost all countries, remains one of the most popular games in Great Britain. Each team consists of field players and one goalkeeper. Only the goalkeeper is permitted to take the ball into his hands. The game lasts for 90 minutes, with a 15-minute break between two halves of 45 minutes each. Most British towns and cities have a football team. Every year, each team in England plays in the Football Association competition. The two best teams play in the Cup Final at Wembley Stadium in London. It is one of the biggest sporting events of the year.
Speaker 3.
Sport is a very important part of life in Great Britain. Thousands of people devote their leisure time to outdoor and indoor games, athletics, cycling, mountain climbing, boxing and other sports. Horse racing, dog racing and motor racing are among the most popular sports in Britain. They gather many spectators. Outdoor games played in Great Britain are team games such as football, cricket and hockey, and games in which individuals or couples test their skill, for example lawn tennis and golf. The number of participants and spectators shows that the most popular of the team games are football and cricket, and the most popular individual game is lawn tennis.
Speaker 4.
Two different games that do not have much in common bear the name of tennis, lawn tennis and table tennis. Both games first appeared in England, but today the British prefer lawn tennis to table tennis. Every summer, in June, the biggest tournament in the world takes place at Wimbledon. These championships, in which men and women of many nationalities compete, gather large crowds. This world centre of lawn tennis is located in a suburb of London. Millions of people watch the Wimbledon Championship on TV. Table tennis originated in England in 1880, but the British players are not lucky in table tennis international championships.
Speaker 5.
Although Englishmen played a kind of football in the Middle Ages, or even earlier, as an organised game, it dates back to over a century ago. One type of football, in which the players carried the oval ball in their hands, appeared in 1895 at rugby school. That is why the game took the name rugby, or rugger. The rules of the game are different from football, known as soccer, and there are 15 players instead of 11 in a team. The matches between England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland excite great interest, as do the matches between British teams and teams from European and American countries. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.